And it's time once again for the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Today, joining me on the show will be Summer Blaylock from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. CSI lovers now have one more reason to celebrate, and that's the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge. They've turned their education room into an exhibit on respect and kindness. The room has hosted schools and scouts for educational purposes and will also accept other celebrations, including birthdays, retirement, and team building. The room will feature positive messages, tips, and videos on respect and kindness. They kicked things off on April 17th of this year with activities and opportunities throughout the day, as well as a meet and greet with McGruff the Crime Dog. We're going to dive deeper into what they have to offer down in Pigeon Forge, as well as the ins and outs of the most arresting museum around, the Alcatraz East Crime Museum. All that coming up right after this break. You're listening to the Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you're interested in reaching every household in Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, or Richland County, then TOC Direct Mail can help you. Contact any of our marketing specialists to see how TOC Direct Mail can help you contact your customers directly in their mailbox.
Most business owners' plates are full. In order to have success with marketing, you need to create a clear message and action plan. Call me, Jeff Murphy, to help you take care of all your time-consuming work at 842-2159-WFIW.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center. They'll treat you right. Here's what's going on for Saturday, May 22nd. There will be a sports card and memorabilia show at the Fairfield Elks Lodge from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Cost is $40 per table to join the vendors. Buy, sell, and trade, or just come check out some awesome collectibles. There will be food and beverages for purchase. Also happening on the 22nd, the Blueford Ruritan Club will host their monthly breakfast from 7 to 9 a.m. Menu will consist of sausage, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs and grits, with coffee, orange juice, and milk to drink. Price is by donation. And the local 4-H and the U of I Extension will be holding a dog obedience training course on Thursday, May 27th, there'll be six sessions, with the final session on July 1st. Contact the Extension Office at 842-3702 for more information.
This is Dave Rigg inviting you to join me for Gospel Time every Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. in the morning on WOKZ FM 105.9 and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Each Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. on WFIW FM 104.9 and at 11:45 a.m. and 4 p.m. on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Join me for Gospel Time with Dave Rigg.
Hey guys, Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz here. Every day we get calls from people in all walks of life who want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're stuck in a job that you have no passion for or want to get on a budget, we have advice from the experts right here on The Ramsey Show.
Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
And it's time once again for the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390, 103.3 FM. I'm your host, Jeremy Smith, being joined today by Summer Blaylock from the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about what we've got going on over at Alcatraz.
I'm excited to hear about it. What do you have going on over at Alcatraz?
Well, we're a very unique attraction. A lot of people like to vacation in the Pigeon Forge area, so they're familiar with our, dinner shows and rides and entertainment. But we are a little bit unique. We used to be the Crime and Punishment Museum in Washington, D.C., and we moved down to Pigeon Forge in 2016. And doing very well here. We absolutely love it, feeling right at home. But our museum, a lot of times people hear the name Alcatraz East and assume it's about Alcatraz, and that's actually not the case. Alcatraz was really kind of what inspired us to build the museum, and it inspired the look of the museum as well. It's pretty funny when you drive down the parkway in Pigeon Forge and pass a two-story prison building right in the middle of town. But that's us. We're a huge museum. We cover anything and everything related to crime. So we have five different galleries. The first one is the history of American crime. So you learn about famous crime all throughout the history of the U.S. And the second is CSI. So you learn about crime scene investigation, famous people through crime scene investigation history, a lot of hands-on activities so you can see what it would be like to solve a crime. Then we go to consequences of crime, which is, the judiciary system, prison, learn about prison reform, famous trials through history, that kind of thing. Then you go downstairs into the history of law enforcement. So you learn all about law enforcement, and we honor them in as many ways as we possibly can as well. And then the last section is counterfeit crime and pop culture, which is really neat. We have so many artifacts from famous criminals, but also famous people, and just really interesting things that have happened throughout history. So it's a really cool place to check out.
Sounds like a really cool place to check out. Let's talk a little bit about the pop culture side of the crime museum. What would you say is one of the most interesting and entertaining things you all have recently gotten on hand?
Well, we're getting stuff quite frequently, and we have two temporary exhibits in the museum, too, that we switch out, seasonally, so that whenever you come, you can come time and time again and see new stuff. But I think probably one of the coolest things that we're highlighting right now that everyone has, dealt with is Tiger King. So I think during quarantine, everyone watched Tiger King. It was a very popular show on Netflix, and we have some items that came from Carol Baskin and from her business that she runs. So I find that super interesting. And I just watched the documentary The Inventor on HBO Max. If you have that app, I definitely suggest checking it out. A very interesting documentary about a young woman who was an entrepreneur that basically built a machine that tests blood for trying to figure out what kind of illnesses and diseases you might be susceptible to later on. But it ended up being a pretty intense experience for her and her business, and we've got some artifacts with it too. So interesting stuff. And then obviously our, famous celebrities and famous athletes that have, done different things. We have artifacts from them too.
I'm sure there's no shortage of artifacts from some of the crazy things celebrities and athletes have pulled over the years. I understand you've got quite
I think probably.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I would say probably one of the most well-known artifacts that we have related to that is we have the Bronco that was used in the O.J. Simpson chase that we all remember watching on TV back in 1994. So you can actually see that Bronco in person when you come by.
Wow, the actual white Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. What other kind of cars do you have there that have been used in different crimes?
So our car gallery is very popular. There's a lot of items that people come specifically to see, and the car gallery highlights a lot of those. We have the Bonnie and Clyde car that was used in the original Bonnie and Clyde movie with all the bullet holes in it. It's the desk car that was used. So that one's not so much an artifact, but it is something from a movie. So that's really neat to see. We have John Dillinger's 1933 Essex Terraplane that he owns. Also has bullet holes all in it. As you know, he was a famous bank robber and Public Enemy number one. And then another thing super popular on Netflix that we all watched, you know, in the last year or so has been documentaries on Ted Bundy. And we have Ted Bundy's Volkswagen Bug.
Wow.
He's known for two different bugs. He owned one and he also stole one. Mm-hmm. And we have the one that he actually owned. And you can see that when you come and visit us.
Wow, that is fascinating. The Ted Bundy story all the way around is a fascinating story, but to know that you actually have the Volkswagen that was owned by Theodore Bundy, wow, amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's really interesting, and one of our temporary exhibits we have right now is actually focused on him and his life, and also learning more about his victims and a little bit more about them as people as well, but the car is definitely something that people are excited to see. It has the passenger side seat removed. So he removed that so it was easier for him to transport other people in his car.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting, but just a wide variety of stuff to check out. And, you know, it is a crime museum, but one thing we always try to do is, you know, one, be respectful and honor victims, but also just really use it as a way to teach people of the dangers that you can face every single day. And he's a great example because a lot of people saw him as this charming, attractive man, and he really had a much darker side to him than anyone could expect. So
he really did, and anyone that's watched any of the documentaries on him knows just how charismatic and yet evil of an individual this soul truly was. That's an amazing, mm-hmm. amazing attraction that you've got there. Another attraction you've got that I've been reading up on that amazes me is maybe it's not so much an attraction, but as far as a space goes, let's talk about the Celebration Room.
Yeah, so we have this great space that we use in the museum. We've used it for so many things in the past. We have a lot of Girl Scout and Boy Scout groups that come in because we offer badge programs for them where we teach them CSI skills, fingerprinting, handwriting analysis, all kinds of different things that CSI and law enforcement use to solve a crime. So we've used that room for things like that through the years, but we've now really transformed that room and turned it into a room with purpose. So we have a lot of things we've integrated in, and it's all about using that space to teach kids how to be kind to others and show respect. So we have stuff all over the walls now. We have specific activities we do with them that talk about being respectful to people, also really highlighting on the use of social media and online respect as well. And, you know, we take all that in together to teach kids about kindness and anti-bullying. And we worked with the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children to bring that positive message into the space. So, you know, yes, we are about crime. That's the basis of the museum, but we use these opportunities to turn it into a positive and to teach kids, some good along the way. And we have school time for field trips, so it's great to have that available to them and to really teach them something positive and good when they come to visit us.
That sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you've got quite the star-studded panel of experts on your advisory board. Let's talk a little bit about that.
We do. We have a wide variety of people on our advisory board. Some that, you know, are more famous in the crime world itself. And then some that people are all very familiar with. One that I'm very interested in that we work with quite a bit would be Dr. Bass. So he is from the Tennessee area. So he's probably more well-known in our area than other places, but he's a very well-known forensics pathologist. He has had some groundbreaking work with CSI and forensic science. He was one of the lead medical examiners during the 9/11 tragedy. So that's someone I find very interesting that does a lot of speaking and things at the museum too. But we have James Knight. He had a career in aviation. He was in the Air Force. He's helped us a lot with the history of Bonnie and Clyde and John Dillinger. Those are people that were extremely interesting to him and that he's really an expert with. You know, people in law enforcement, in the judiciary system, we have Judge Belvin Perry Jr., who's a part of our board.
From the Casey Anthony trial.
Probably the most well-known for that, for the state of Florida versus Casey Anthony. So he's helped us a lot. There's artifacts from not just him, but that trial specifically too. So that's really interesting. We've got, you know, veterans and Navy SEALs like Anthony Rivera, who is on our board too. Dennis Sobin, 10 years in prison. He was in prison, so he helps a lot with prison reform and incarceration laws. And he also is an art collector. We have a wide variety of prisoner art. If you're familiar with John Wayne Gacy,
yes.
When he spent his time in prison, he became a huge art painter. That was something he really enjoyed. So we have some paintings from him. You know, just a wide variety of people from law enforcement to prison to, you know, just a wide variety, CSI. You know, we have those five different galleries in the museum, so we want to bring in people that have experience in all five of those things. So, you know, building our team has really helped make sure that we're, you know, sharing all of our information properly and being as accurate as we can with everything, and also using it as an opportunity to teach people about law enforcement, crime, you name it.
Sounds like an amazing group of people and an amazing experience all the way around. Now, for those that want to come down and check out the attractions, tell us a little bit about how to find you and what it's going to cost to get in and see all of these wonderful items.
Mm-hmm. So we are located on the parkway in Pigeon Forge. We're at the entrance of the island in Pigeon Forge, which is a very large entertainment complex. Like I told you before, when you come down the parkway, we're a two-story prison-themed building, so you can't miss it. We're on all social media, so we have information there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. We're on there. You can always interact and check us out on there as well. We give away tickets every week as well to the museum, so that's something to check out on our Facebook too. But we're open 7 days a week. You can purchase tickets on our website at alcatrazeast.com or when you get here to visit. And we have lots of different specials and deals going on all the time too, so be sure to check that out. Right now for the month of May, we're offering free admission to educators. So if you are a teacher and you're interested in visiting the museum, you can actually sign up on our website and get free admission. So that's really neat too.
Wow. And outside of your special that you have going on, general admission tickets on a regular basis, how much for a child, how much for an adult?
Our adult tickets are $26.95. So that's a standard ticket. That gets you into the museum to check everything out. A typical stay at our museum is going to be 2 to 3 hours. We have some people that stay 3, 4, 5 hours. There's lots of things to check out. Kids 7 and under are totally free. So that's really nice. If you got the kiddos with you, they don't have to pay to get in. And then we have our senior and our child tickets that are $14.95 for children and $19.95 for seniors.
So it's a very affordable trip with a lot to see and a lot to learn.
Yes, lots to see, lots to do, and it is totally interactive too, which is nice. So you're not just reading all the time. We're keeping you engaged and having fun and doing activities as you go through too.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate you being with us today to tell us about the Alcatraz East Crime Museum and everything else that you all have going down at Pigeon Forge right now. We want to keep in touch with you as things progress, find out about more of the new exhibits that are coming in, and
Also find out more about some of the deals that you're going to run throughout the summer. So please feel free to stay in touch with us here at the station. This is definitely a project worth looking into for all of our listeners. Thank you so much again joining me.
Thank you.
And again, my guest today has been Summer Blaylock with the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, speaking about some of the great attractions that they've got going on down there in Pigeon Forge right now. On behalf of myself, my guest, and the entire Community Connection crew, we want to remind you that we archive every episode of Community Connection on our website, WFIWradio.com. Simply click on the About Us tab at the top of the page and select Community Connection from the drop-down menu in order to listen to this and other past episodes of the show. Again, Summer, thank you. It's been a joy for myself, for my guest, for the whole crew. We want to wish each and every one of you listening a great rest of your day.